In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Hello, this is World News on Jamia Jam Network. President Ahmadinejad says Iran and Turkmenistan enjoy brotherly ties, which will be further strengthened through mutual cooperation. Ahmadinejad, who was speaking in a telephone conversation with his Turkmen counterpart, Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov, said the two nations could take great steps toward elimination of weapons of mass destruction and establishment of security across the world. Berdimuhamedov in turn said a Turkmen delegation will attend the upcoming Tehran conference on nuclear disarmament, expressing hope the conference is fruitful. He also said carrying out joint projects with Iran can help the two countries improve their relations. Foreign Minister Manuçehr Muteki says all nations are entitled to peaceful nuclear energy. To Friday prayer worshippers in the capital, Muteki said certain world powers have ignored the NPT, yet accuse Iran of nuclear terrorism. The top diplomat stressed that the term is fabricated by the U.S. to overshadow efforts to realize nuclear disarmament around the world. Muteki then highlighted the powers have even helped expand nuclear weapons by helping the Zionist regime, which is charged with crimes against humanity, to achieve nukes. As for Tehran conference on nuclear energy for all, nuclear weapon for none, he said it is a challenge to the recent Washington conference that centered on protection of nuclear weapons. Muteki added the nuclear-armed countries have endangered global security by applying nuclear double standards and extending their biased approach to human rights and terrorism in Iraq and Afghanistan, among others. Russia and China have voiced readiness to partner in the construction of the peace pipeline project. Hojatullah Ghani Mifard, Vice President for Investment Affairs at the National Iranian Oil Company, said Russia's Gazprom, together with a Chinese company, want to be part of the giant project for transferring Iran's gas to Pakistan to India. He said the Chinese partner seems to invest in the pipeline section inside the Pakistani soil. Ghani Mifard said it comes after the company's talks with the NIOC to get the gas via Pakistan. He then said Islamabad has also asked for gas imports from Iran up to 30 million cubic meters per day. Iran and India agreed to step up implementation of the previous deals on a joint power plant construction project and exchange of energy. Deputy Energy Minister of Iran, Mohammad Behzadi, said in New Delhi that the two sides were considering both marine and land-based methods for the exchange. He said they might also consider underground pipelines and air cable electricity transmission via Pakistan. Exploitation of renewable energy systems was also raised in the talks. Behzadi added a joint power plant project would probably be built in one of Iran's south or southeastern provinces in cooperation with India's NTPC or National Thermal Power Corporation. A huge ash cloud from an Icelandic volcano, which is spreading out across Europe, has caused air travel chaos, costing airlines hundreds of millions of dollars. Significant disruption of European air traffic was expected on Saturday because of the dangers posed by volcanic ash. Airports in much of Britain, France and Germany remained closed. U.S. airlines cancelled at least 170 flights to and from Europe. Thanks to the ash, Iran too cancelled 6 flights from Tehran to Europe Friday. All 58 Eurostar trains between Britain and Europe were operating full. Volcanic ash contains tiny particles of glass and rock that can damage engines and airframes. A suicide bomber blew himself up in the main hospital in the southwestern Pakistani city of Quetta, killing 9 people and triggering panic on the wards. Police said it appeared to be a sectarian attack linked to the shooting of a banker whose body had been brought to the hospital shortly before the blast. Police said among the dead were 4 policemen. More than 30 people were wounded in the blast. Elsewhere, missiles fired from U.S. drones targeted a car and a compound in North Waziristan district, killing at least 4 people. President Omar al-Bashir looked set to retain his post as counting began Friday in Sudan's first multi-party election in 24 years. The tally came after 5 days of voting marred by logistical problems and charges of fraud. In a Classroom 10 polling station in Khartoum, National Election Commission officials read out each ballot under the watchful eye of local observers and representatives of the different political groups. Around 16 million registered Sudanese voters had been asked to choose their presidential, legislative and local representatives. Results of the Sunday-Thursday vote are expected on Tuesday. Thai Prime Minister Abhisit Vejjajiva made his army chief the head of national security in a bid to involve the military as anti-government protesters massed in the streets calling for his downfall. He announced the replacement, admitting that efforts to rein in the protests had failed 6 days after violent clashes killed 24 people. The move comes after a failed attempt to arrest red shirt leaders. Abhisit also promised to crack down on protesters, which the government blames for Saturday's killings, as well as enforce the state of emergency announced on April the 7th. Thank you.